The other day, I was thinking about this Owen Wilson film called Midnight in Paris. It's a story about a screenwriter named Gil, who is very anxious and dissatisfied with life, even though, by all appearances, his life is amazing. It's going very well. But he dreamed of a better time, a golden era, in which, as we know, the golden era would be, as I agree, the 1920s. And by the art of cinema, this character is transported from his present time to a previous time, to the 1920s, where he's able to encounter the various writers and actors and musicians. He's truly enjoying himself. He finds that this really is the best time to live in. It's not until he encounters a woman who is caught in the 1920s, who argues with him that the golden era, the place to be in history, is not the 1920s, but rather it's the 1900s. It's upon meeting her that Gil comes to the realization that the nostalgia of the past prevents us from living in the present. Perhaps we can look at today's first reading and see a similar nostalgia. The people of Israel, amidst their greatest struggles and challenges, look back to a happier time, a golden era in which everything was okay, in which they had food, that even though they were in slavery, at least they were well fed. And so in today's first reading, there's a certain dissatisfaction about life, about where they're at. We could look at today's first reading and see a nostalgia in that, but I think it's more critical and more severe. This is a crisis of faith. The people are saying that God was working in the past, but now he is nowhere to be found. In fact, God maliciously drew the people out of Israel out of their comfort, albeit as much comfort as slavery can be, to be left in the desert without food or a place to go. God was not present. And if he was, he was doing something wrong. It's only in today's gospel that the crowd looks back at that time and sees in their ancestors who ate manna from the desert a sign of God's presence, a sign that God was working with his people and that he was with his people. And for them, that sign was a renewal of faith. Faith allows one to see, and when one sees, one is able to see around us. We find that God is working and present here in our midst, just like the past. Perhaps many of us may view our faith as something which was much better in the past. You know, as a kid, I really prayed a lot back then. Or after that retreat, I really had a profound sense of faith in believing and seeing God's presence. We even probably look back into the past times of the church and said, that's when faith existed. That's when it was going well. In doing so, I think, we lack the confidence that God is working here and now. He is present among us. It's opening our eyes to see it. His work contains within it all the abundance of not doing it exactly as we would want it. However, in a few years, I think when we look back, we'll look back in gratitude and seeing that it is accomplished the best way, the only way that was really better. The Christian disciple can never look back in nostalgia to a former life and wanting to stay there, because the Christian disciple is called to move forward, and he moves forward with the confidence of faith, a faith that opens our eyes to the present, to the present workings and the miracles that Christ is placing before us. The crowd in today's gospel does not recognize this, because even with the sign of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, they demand yet another sign, something more, another miracle. Do it again, they say. And Jesus commands them, as he commands us today, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. Before us yet again, a regular occurrence of the bread of life. Jesus Christ comes upon this altar. Another sign and indication that God has not abandoned us, that God is faithful and God is present and working here and now among us, in our midst. Is our minds floating back to the past, to a former way of life? Or is it floating toward the future, to the things that must be done? Or do our eyes see, here at this altar, the great miracle unfolding before us? Christ in the midst of his people, here present and faithful. Let us not remain blind, but make the act of faith, a faith that sees with confidence God's fidelity, God's providence, and God's assistance present here now as it was before.